Welcome to today's audiocast from Aviation International News, the most respected source for business aviation news.
This is AIN News Editor Chad Trotvetter. We met up with Eclipse Aerospace Executive Vice President Mike Press last week at the Sun and Fun Flying in Lakeland, Florida, to get an update on the Eclipse 500 program. Press reported that things are going well with the Albuquerque-based company since its rebirth after bankruptcy 2 years ago. Tell me about the fatigue testing on the Eclipse 500.
Yeah, you asked me about the friction steel welding. Well, when we purchased the company, 60% of the fatigue testing was completed. And so we've finished the other 40% of the fatigue testing. That was done outsourced. And so all that testing's been completed. So now we're putting together the data to provide to the FAA to support bringing the life cycle time from 10,000 cycles to 20,000 cycles. So that'll double the utility of the airplane.
And how is the friction stir welding holding up in the fleet? There was some controversy over corrosion and things like that.
Right. Well, we've done testing, not just the fatigue testing, but we found also NASA did some testing on coupons, and we're finding that it's three times stronger than a rivet joint. So the friction stir welding joint is three times stronger than a riveted joint. So we're finding that there is no corrosion. There are no cracks on the fatigue testing that we've done.
Right.
And so it looks like it's a stronger bond than the traditional rivet joint.
And you just announced that the FMS is complete. Can you tell me a little about that too?
Well, the FMS is complete. We announced that. And that's the original concept that was developed 5-10 years ago of having a integrated FMS, totally integrated FMS with the AVIO system, so that you have the synoptic pages of all the systems. You have the FMS, you have the moving map, you have the GPS, the weather. So everything is right there for the pilot, right in front of his eyes.
Right. No more Garmin boxes, and the keyboards are back, right?
No more Garmin boxes, and the keyboards are back in.
And how's the Total Eclipse program going?
Total Eclipse is going good. Lots of interest. We've sold a bunch of airplanes, and we still have them for sale. And we're getting a lot of interest here in at Sun and Fun, and it's really exciting time. That Eclipse is back. People are interested. Everybody says, God, I'm glad you guys are back. I've really been following this program for 10 years, and I was hoping somebody would bring it back. And so, yeah, it's really exciting.
And what about production?
Production, we're with our new partner, Sikorsky. We're doing all the planning and the getting the suppliers online so that we're very confident we'll be able to get back into production. And with a great partner as Sikorsky.
Thank you for listening to today's audiocast from Aviation International News. For the latest business aviation news, go to www.ainonline.com.